Blank messages to ask me to be his boyfriend, and explains later that he saw his ex walking down the street with his new boyfriend, and this is why and when he sent the text. He tells me this, and I know I am going to forget him, and it will be soon. This is a spark too many. Is this really what you mean to ask? The twist is, I am dead already. I can't untangle myself from everything and everyone that chooses to stir around me. All I wanted was prestige before 30. I'm close to the floor, with a focus on accumulation, slowing to a barely noticed stop. I will do it by discipline or I will do it by entropy. Either way, the ending is the same. My hero's journey was 14 years ago, when a one-night stand told me the morning after that he'd assumed I was probably just a dumb slut until he spotted Joseph Campbell on the bookshelf. That's it. That's the whole journey. I'm expanding, all the pieces time. Expansioning, the pieces time. Now I'm settling out upon a tide, nervy and dimmed. It is a case of association sadness. Is it gross of me to feel jealousy over someone I wouldn't even want to be full calendar mine? But I'm honestly sick when it comes to desire and deserving. Feelings of ownership, the need to be special. It occurs to me, wow, people really do not change at all. I feel small and 20, like I did when I was 20. Blank texts me. Ran out of prep 2 nights in a row. Oh well. And it feels like a choice to offer this to me from next to nowhere. What would you like me to say? What permission or absolving do you want from me? I mean, would you even want a reply? Medical convolution tempered with personhood kindness. Stepping into the clinic room to say something like, "What a beautiful sunny day." But I didn't want this day. I didn't ask for this day. I might protest. I know days can't be skipped or ignored, and this is the basic premise of treatment and of time. All these things must be made speculative fictions. I could still protest. The basic need of words is that they are at the very least attempt to reach someone. Ink stains on the dream of change, as simple as a vein, to mark as we ourselves have otherwise been marked. Nothing need have any value. Last night I was thinking about how I'm only happy when I too am abstracted. This was while walking in the warm night air, thinking about the potential that might be held in other warm night air. I think I'm happy in promise, when past and future are confused, unbordered from each other. I shouldn't give or wish too much. There is a wound of thinking or not thinking. The wound is an either-or. The fact of both is the wound. Blank messages to say he dreamed about me. He asks if maybe this means I also dreamed of him. I say no, sorry. I think I dreamed about a hospital and a beach, but I don't really remember. It doesn't process fully into the waking brain or whatever, and then you wake up and it goes. But the answer's still a definite no.